With the death of Pope Francis, and this being the month of Mary, I thought it would be proper and profitable to reflect on what Pope Francis said about Mary. Pope Francis often spoke of Mary as a source of hope, a guide, and an example of faith. He emphasized her role as Mother of the Church, her humility, her faithfulness. He highlighted her ability to intercede for us and guide us toward God. Here are some notable quotes and themes related to Pope Francis' teachings on Mary. Mary's motherhood. Pope Francis emphasized that Mary's motherhood is a fundamental datum of faith and a marvelous fact, stating that God has a mother and is therefore eternally connected to humanity. We honor Mary as our mother, the one Jesus gave us from the cross. Mary is the mother, and the mother worries about the health of her children. She knows how to care for them always with great and tender love. Our Lady guards our health. What does this mean? Our Lady guards our health. I think above all of three things. She helps us to grow, to confront life, to be free. Not only is she our personal spiritual mother, but she is the mother of the church, the body of Christ. He encourages turning to her for intercession and guidance. He views Mary as a guide and companion on our journey towards God, saying, "She takes us by the hand. She accompanies us to glory. She invites us to rejoice as we think of heaven." Jesus was conceived and shaped in Mary's womb. Mary is not only the bridge joining us to God, she is much more. She is the road God traveled in order to reach us, and the road that we must travel in order to reach him. Pope Francis often speaks about the importance of humility, citing Mary as an example. He highlighted that humility is the way that brings her to heaven, and that God looks at the heart, not appearances. The heart of Mary, more than any other, is a humble heart, capable of accepting God's gifts. In order to become man, God chose precisely her, a simple young woman of Nazareth who did not dwell in the palaces of power and wealth, who did not do extraordinary things. Let us ask ourselves, it'll be good for us to do so. If we are prepared to accept God's gifts, or do we prefer instead to shut ourselves up within our forms of material security, intellectual security, the security of our own plans? Further, he said, whenever we look to Mary, we come to believe once again in the revolutionary nature of love and tenderness. In her, we see that humility and tenderness are not virtues of the weak, but of the strong, who need not treat others poorly in order to feel important themselves. He frequently referred to Mary as a source of hope, both for individuals and for the world. For example, he stated, in a word, Mary gives us hope, and let us entrust to her the whole world so that hope may be reborn through her. He highlights Mary's unwavering faith and obedience as an example of all for all Christians, for all Christians to follow, particularly in their response to the angel's message. Pope Francis also recognized Mary's sorrow and suffering, particularly during the crucifixion, and encourages reflection on her suffering as a source of comfort and strength. She is the woman of prayer, and she's a woman of work in Nazareth. She is also Our Lady of Help, who sets out from her town with haste to be of service to others. This interplay of justice and tenderness, of contemplation and concern for others is what makes the ecclesial community look to Mary as a model of evangelization. Mary is an icon of love. She's a woman who loves. We see it in the delicacy with which she recognizes the need of the spouses at Cana and makes it known to Jesus. We see it in the humility which she recedes into the background during Jesus' public life, knowing that the son must establish a new family and that the mother's hour will come only with the cross, which will be Jesus' true hour. When the disciples flee, Mary will remain beneath the cross. Later, at the hour of Pentecost, it will be they who gather around her as they wait for the Holy Spirit. In essence, Pope Francis' teaching on Mary are rooted in her profound relationship with Jesus, her role as a guide and intercessor, and her unwavering faith and humility, making her a powerful model for all Christians. Whereas Jesus is the blessing of the Father to us, Mary is blessed through grace, and in this way brings us God's blessings. For wherever she is, Jesus comes to us. I ask you to join with me in the prayer of Memorare, which should be on the screen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Eternal rest granted to him, O Lord.
Let perpetual light shine upon him.
And may the souls of all the faithful departed rest in peace. Amen. Amen.